With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States denies any involvement in a deadly attack.
The airstrike, widely attributed to Israel, demolished Iran's consulate building in Damascus and killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. Iran has vowed to respond, and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said,
"We weren't involved in any way whatsoever." So the comments by the Iranian foreign minister that somehow we're to be held to account or that we're to blame is just nonsense.
Kirby said the U.S. will do what is necessary to protect American troops and facilities in Iraq and Syria. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a lawsuit to force a ban on menthol cigarettes. Norman Hall has more.
Anti-smoking groups have sued the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The ban has been idling at the White House for months. Menthols are disproportionately used by black smokers and young people. The lawsuit comes amid growing concerns from advocates that the federal plan could be derailed by election year politics. The Food and Drug Administration estimates a ban could prevent 300,000 to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. I'm Norman Hall.
President Trump wins the Wisconsin Republican primary. The former president had no trouble securing the win, having already gained enough primary votes to clinch the party nomination back in March. The wins come the same day the former president held campaign rallies in the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, which he won in 2016. President Biden, the winner of the New York Democratic primary. The president's facing an ongoing protest vote in the Democratic primaries with Hamas supporters pressuring him to change course on the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. In the largest national session of its kind, Prestonwood Baptist in suburban Dallas hosting Chosen Conference April 13th, focusing on foster care and adoption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other pro-life leaders will speak. Senior Associate Pastor Jonathan Teague tells Tom Tradup of SRN News there are over 30,000 kids in foster care in Texas alone.
That's a staggering number. More so is the national number that we're learning. We're hearing reports it's over 400,000 children nationwide. So it's a Texas crisis. It's a national crisis. And Saturday, April 13th, the Chosen Conference at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, all day long. Got over 50 incredible ministry partners that are joining us. And for us, Tom, we want to amplify the reality of this issue, but we also really want to raise awareness. What is going on in both Texas and beyond?
You can get more information at prestonwood.org/chosen. This is SRN News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to shut down Al Jazeera's operations in Israel.
Netanyahu calls Al Jazeera a terror channel that spreads incitement. His accusation came after Israel's parliament passed a law clearing the way for the closure. Netanyahu's pledge escalates Israel's long-running feud against Al Jazeera, but it also threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar, which owns the channel at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts to halt the war in Gaza.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Salvage and cleanup efforts continue with the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse despite heavy rain. Tuesday marked 1 week since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was hit by a massive cargo ship, killing six members of a pothole patching crew that were on the bridge at the time. Monday, a temporary shipping channel opened near the collapsed site. Crews are working to open two deeper channels. More details at SRNnews.com.